We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Mo'einenu Menachesh, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. Mo'einenu Menachesh means those people who do sorcery, magic, things like that, or they make decisions, or they give people guidance, they're advisors, based on criteria of Teva. Like they say, if this and this happen, then it's a sign that this is, you shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing that, that kind of thing. If a deer ran in front of you, it's a sign such and such. In the Torah, this is called Darkei Hoyamoiri. That's one of the terms that's used about it, because the nations of the Goyim were known for this, that they followed this type of these beliefs. And they thought that they were able to guide people and advise people based on these things. Paragraph Gimel, Rav Nosson Zal says now, Nimtza she'ikar isur shel menachashim amoinen mukoyotzei hu kedei lifroish mizuamas hanochosh ulahamshech oleinu hashgachoso yizborach. Based on what we mentioned earlier, that the word menachesh, that's what they're called in the Torah, menachashim is milosh nochosh. They draw their power from the nochosh hakadmoini, who was the first individual to give bad advice. If you recall, he was the one who engaged Chava in a discussion, and by talking to her and getting her to say things and tripping her up, he was the one who convinced her to eat from the Eitz Hadas and to give to Adam Arishon v'chulu v'chulu. And Rav Nosson Zal showed in the previous paragraph how these menachashim, their shoyrish, their origin goes back to the Nochosh HaKadmoini. That's where they're drawing from, which is tied into Teva, Midas Hadin. Whereas we, Klal Yisrael, our objective in life is to go out of the Teva, to stay out of Teva, and to be plugged into the Hashgocha of Hashem, the Hashgocha Proti of Hashem, which is Bechinas Alma Da'osi, that's Olam Haba. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran that in the future world, it'll be all Hashgocha, there'll be no Teva. How? Al Yedei Emuna Digdusha Kanal, by a Jew being zeichet to pure faith, pure holy faith, that's how we're zeichet to draw this Hashgacha upon us, the Hashgacha Shleim of Hashem, and that's how we're zeichet to take ourselves out of the control of Teva. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the explanation that I gave in the previous paragraph, I'll be able to explain something that you might have a difficulty with. Valpize, based on what we learned in paragraphs Aleph and Beis, and here, Yesh liyashev minag ha'olam hamuva b'shulchan aruch, will be able to explain the custom that people follow that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, where it says, Nohagu she'ein maschilin b'sheni urevi. There's a custom among Jewish people not to start a new project, a major new item, on a Monday or a Wednesday. Isn't it Hashgacha that today happens to be Tuesday? Today is Tuesday, Shem Hashem, Yom Kippur was yesterday, and we're starting up again the Likutei Halachos, which we didn't learn for a couple of days, we're starting on Tuesday. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch that starting, it means something major, like a person moving into a new home, something like that, that it's preferred, if it's possible, that it shouldn't be on a Monday or a Wednesday. Tuesday happens to be an exceptionally good day. V'lechoira, Rav Nosson says, at first glance, this seems to be following the derech of the goyim, that they go by different times. They say, this is not a good time, this is a full moon, not a full moon, you know, and they're making decisions based on that. Ach yesh liyashev haminig. However, Rav Nosson says, based on the explanation we gave before, we'll be able to clarify this minig and show how it's not, we're not following the derech of the goyim. Ki adarabba, just the opposite. Boze onumarin she'ein onuroitzim she'yia hanhogoseinu al pi ha'teva chas v'shalom. By following this particular custom of not starting something new on a Monday or a Wednesday, we're showing that we do not want our lives to be controlled by teva. Rak al yedei hashgachos yisborach levad. But rather, we want to be only under Hashem's direct supervision. Ki basheni hoyo havdolo, We know that on the second day of creation, that's when Hashem made a separation between light and darkness. V'havdolo hu bechinas oylam hazeh. And the concept of separation, pirud havdolo, is a concept of this physical world. Sheboy soid ha-havdolo ben toiv l'ra. Because it's in this physical world that we find the whole concept of a distinction and a separation between good and bad. Before Hashem created the world, there was no such thing. It was kulay toiv. It was oyer ein soif, the infinite light of Hashem, where you can't apply the term good and bad at all whatsoever. Not shayach. It's only once Hashem created the oylam agashmi, that's where the concept of toiv and ra really came into play. And because of the fact that on Monday is when it says, vayavdel elokim bein hoyer ven achoshech, so because of that, we're going to see in a minute that that's why it's not a good day to begin things. Avol osid, but in the future, lo yiyeh b'chinas havdola, there will not be any separation. Ki oz yiyeh kuloy toiv. That's the future. After Moshiach comes, we're told it's going to be all good. Velo yiyeh shum ra klal. There will not be any evil at all. This is why we as Jews try to avoid starting any major new item on a Monday, to show that we do not want to conduct our lives based on this physical world. Shehu b'chinas yom sheni, where this physical world is represented most by yom sheni, Monday, which is called the day of separation, the yom on which there was a havdola, and that's what this world is all about. Pirud. Shezeh soid havdola kanal. V'alkein loynemar kitoiv b'sheni, and that's why if you look in the Chumash, we do not find the words kitoiv by the first day of creation and the third day of creation. It says vayar alikim es kol asher osa vehine toiv, or on one of the days it says toiv moed, or it says vayar alikim es kitoiv. On Monday it does not say kitoiv at all whatsoever. So because of that, that's the reason why we avoid starting a new project on Monday. Bring me a chumash bereishis, please. V'zeh b'chinas she'ein maschilin b'revi. And this is also why we don't start something new on Wednesday. Ki b'revi ne'mar yehi me'oirois choser. Because on Wednesday is when Hashem said that the sun and the moon should be established permanently in the sky. It says yehi me'oirois berekiah hashamayim. And the word Ma'oirois is spelled without a vav, without the vav between the resh and the tov, so that it could be read Me'oras. Me'oras means a klolo, a curse. There's a pasuk Me'oras Hashem beveis Rosha. The curse of Hashem is in the home of a Rosha. So the it's brought that on the Wednesday, Hashem said Yehi Ma'oirois, and the word Ma'oirois is written Choser, without the vav. Why? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because there was a whole problem that came up in when Hashem established, put the sun and the moon in place. Ki boy hoyo kitrug hayoreach. Because it was on that day that the moon came before Hashem with a complaint. Can't have two. Can't have two identical. Can't have two of equal stature. Because originally it says Hashem created Shnei Ma'oirois Hagedolim, these two large lanterns, the sun and the moon, they were originally equal. And then it says, later on it says, Hamoir Hagodol lememshelas bayoim ves Hamoir Hakoton lememshelas balayla. So the Gemara in Chulin gives a whole discussion about what happened, that the moon came before Hashem with a complaint, Kitrug it's called, a mamish, a serious complaint, that can't go on, can't have this. Hashem said, really, can't have this? Then guess what? You're going to shrink. You're going to become smaller. So the moon came back and said, what do you mean? Just because I made an intelligent observation, I have to be small? I have to become small? Hashem says, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm going to give you the stars to compensate for the fact that you're smaller. Someone said, so what? But still, what? Hashem said, you're right. And this went, there was a whole back and forth, until finally, in the end, Hashem said, you know what? You're so right that every Rosh Chodesh is the holiday of the moon, the Jews are going to bring a special korban as an act of me asking forgiveness from the moon, as an act of Hashem asking forgiveness from the moon. Hashem said, Hovi olai kapora. They're going to bring a kapora for me. And if you look in the Chumash, it says, Seir izim echod lechaper laHashem. That's what it says in the Torah portion that we read on Rosh Chodesh. So when did this incident take place? It took place on that Yom Revi'i, on Wednesday. V'nismata, and the moon was lessened, it was shrunk. Umiyut hayoreach, and the lessening of the moon, ze bechinas hanhogas olam hazeh, represents this physical world. Bechinas hateva, the concept of nature. Bechinas din, midas hadin. That's this concept of shrinking, tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is all part of din. Olam hazeh is a tzimtzum of the light of Hashem. Bechinas din, shehahashgocha v'hachesed hu nistor kaviyochel, whereby the hashgocha of Hashem and the kindness of Hashem is hidden in this world. And as a result of that, the moon was lessened and is not giving us its full light. Whereas in the future, she'oz yizbatel hateva, when the teva will be eliminated, ve'oz yuchlal hateva b'hashgocha, and the teva is going to become part of the hashgocha, it's going to become bottle to the hashgocha, ki yeh kulo yechod kulo toiv, it'll be all good, all oneness. Oz yiskayim v'hoyo oyer halavono koyer hachama. The pasuk says the light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun. Ke oyer shivas himei bereishis, and they're going to both shine like the light that shone on those first 7 days of creation, which is a real full light. Ki yismale pegimas halavono, because the pegama the lavono is going to, the defect, the defectiveness and the deficiency of the moon. That light that's missing from the moon is going to be filled in. There will not be any lesson, there won't be any decrease, any deficiency in the moon anymore. Because then in the future, Hashem's hashgacha and Hashem's kindness is going to be revealed in its fullest form. And it'll be all one. Bechinas Hashem hu ho'elikim. As we say, Hashem and Elohim are one. Sheze b'chinas oyer halavono koyer hachama kiyadua. Those two, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim, represent the sun and the moon. And when we announce Hashem hu Elohim, we're saying that they're both going to be one. That's why yesterday, when we finished Yom Kippur, we screamed 7 times, Hashem hu Elohim, Hashem Elohim, to show that now that we close Yom Kippur, this entire day, we were like angels. We were like an Olam Haba. No food, no drink, no association with women. We were mamish like Malochim. We announced, we came to the climax, and we said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We declared our total faith in Hashem through that emuna. We rose to this level of, we took ourselves out of Teva to the level of Olam Haba, to this level of Hashem Hu Elokim, where the sun and the moon will be like one. I just want to say, make a correction on what I said earlier regarding the first day of creation is when Hashem created, maybe I did say it right, Hashem created light and darkness. On the second day of creation, it is not when Hashem separated between light and darkness. Exactly. The separation between light and darkness took place on the first day. It's the separation between the upper waters and lower waters that took place on the second day. On the second day, it says, Hashem said, Yehi rokia besoy chamoyim, vihi mavdil beimayim lomoyim. That there's going to be a sky, and that's going to separate between upper waters and lower waters. And that's where it says, "Vayavdel ben amayim asher mitachas l'rokia, or ben amayim asher me'al l'rokia v'ichein." And it's on that second day that it does not say "ki toiv." On the first day, it says, Vayah Hashem saw the light that it was good, and he separated between light and darkness. That's why a person might ask. That's what threw me off for a moment. I remember a whole discussion about this. On the first day of creation, it says, Vayavdel also. It says, Vayavdel Elokim bein Horev v'Nechoshech. So why are we saying that it's Monday if it's not a new day, a good day to begin? Because on Monday is the day of Havdalah, number one. And number two, we said that on Monday it doesn't say Kitoiv. On Sunday it says Kitoiv. On Tuesday it says Kitoiv twice. On Monday it doesn't. Hold on a second. Why does it say Kitoiv on Sunday if there's a Vayavdel on Sunday also? And the answer, there are many answers to this. One of the answers that the Meforshim give is, it's not that Havdalah is no good. There's two kinds of Havdalah. There's, for example, the separation we make, Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos. We say, Hamavdil bein Kodesh lechoil, bein Oer lechoshech, bein Yisrael loamim, bein Yoim Hashvi lesheishes miyamas. That's a very good Havdalah. A Jew is supposed to be separate and apart from the non-Jews, right? Very clearly. If Chas v'Shalom, if we don't have that Havdalah, it's finished. And weekday is supposed to be different from Shabbos completely. So there's a Havdalah that's good. Which Havdalah? Bein Oer Lechoshech, Bein Yisroel Amim. That's why on the first day of creation it says Vayavdel, but it still says Ki Toiv, because it was a healthy Havdalah. That's a Havdalah that's even Shayach to Olam Haba. It's on the second day when it's talking about Mayim and Mayim. That's like two Jews. That's two similar items. Two items that are not supposed to be separate, not supposed to be apart. Husband and wife, two close friends. There's not supposed to be separation. There it says that when Hashem said, when there was a separation between Mayim and Mayim, there it does not say the word Kitoiv. By the second day of creation, it does not say Kitoiv. Because that's talking about the Havdalah, the type of Pirud that represents Olam Hazeh. The Pirud Chas V'Shalom, you know, where there is a presence of Ra Chas V'Shalom. Okay. Back to where we left off. Ki oz yizgala hashgachos v'yachad. Exactly. Shezeo b'chinas oir alavonu korachamu ki yodua. V'yalkein einonu maschilim b'revi. And this is also the reason why we don't start any new major project on a Wednesday. Sheboi hu b'chinas ma'oirois choser. Because that's the day where Hashem said yehi ma'oirois. That's the day of this incident where the light of the moon was lessened. And it has that word mo'irois, which means chas v'shalom could have a double meaning. It could mean light and it could mean a curse. Bechinas miut halavona. That word refers to and represents the lessening of the light of the moon. Shezeh bechinas hanhogas oylam hazeh, which again represents oylam hazeh. In this physical world, the moon is smaller. The moon also represents Klal Yisrael. The Goyim are represented by the sun. Their year is the solar year. They go by the sun. The Jews, we count the year by the moon. The Chodoshim, the months. And again, that's why our light is in this world, in Olam Hazeh, the moon appears to be smaller. It seems as if the sun is more constant and much larger light. The moon has aliyas and yeridas, goes up and down, and appears in general to be much, much smaller than the light of the sun. Bechinas hanhoga sateva, that's the anhoga of this physical world. So again, why is it that we don't start new projects on Monday and Wednesday? Ki onu roitzin shelo yiyeh hanhogaseinu al pi hateva. Because we do not want our lives to be conducted and controlled by Teva, by that Yoim Sheni, which is Havdalah Pirud, which is Teva, or by Yoim Revi, which is Mo'oirois Choser, which is again Miut HaYoreach, Miut HaLavona, which is also a Bechina of Teva. Rak Al Pi Hashgocha, Bechina Salmadosi. We want our lives in this world even to be plugged into Hashgacha, to be plugged into Olam Haba. She'oz ye'or halavona korachama kanal, when the light of the moon will be equal to the light of the sun. Period. That's Rav Nosson Zal's explanation, that despite the fact that we as Jews usually do not go by these things. We don't go by this is a good day, this is a sign that it's good, this is a sign that it's not good, but we have this exception to the rule, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, this minig of not starting a new major project Monday, Wednesday, which Rav Nosson Zal wanted to explain a little. However, listen to these next two lines. Ze kosavnu liyashev haminig. Rav Nosson Zal says, I wrote this only to try to give support to that custom. In other words, that custom shouldn't look bad. Avul be'emes. But the truth is, toiv yoiser shaloi lahakbid al ze klal. Even better than following that custom is when a person does not have these hakpodas, even this hakpoda. When a person doesn't go by these things that, you know, that he won't do something on a Monday, won't do something. Kemoishakosov haramban, like the Ramban writes, she'enoi mishnas chasidim, that this is not the derech of true chasidim, truly righteous people. Truly righteous people go purely by tefillah, by emuna. Again, if it works out that it's mamish the same, and I have a choice to move into a new apartment on a Monday or Tuesday, and it's mamish the same, okay, so I'll go Tuesday because there's a pasuk that says ki toiv twice. But that a person should build their decision-making on this, they should make, you know, that's not the derech of chasidim. The midas ha-chasidus is emuna pshuta, emuna nashem. And we mentioned this before, I want to reiterate it because it's coming up now. We're going to have Hoshana Rabbah in a few days. And the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about the fact that on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, looking at one's shadow, a person can tell all kinds of things about their destiny for the new year. Whether they're going to live or die, healthy, not healthy, success, all kinds of things. And the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about it, and the Arizal speaks about it, and Reb Chaim Vitalzal and the other tzaddikim write that this is for learning as far as how a person conducts his life, tefillah and emuna pshuta. We avoid looking at these kind of signs, which we put our faith completely in Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, the ra, which we invoke through tefillah. Ein mazal Yisrael, we know that Klal Yisrael is not guided by Teva, by nature, by the sun, the moon, the stars, all of that. Klal Yisrael were given this gift of tefillah, that through tefillah a person could change anything. If anything needs to be changed, it could be changed through tefillah, even if it were destined to be a certain way.